Hello, I would like to share a story with you that was passed down through our family. I think it's important to remember the past and pass it down to our children and family. The story I would like to share with you is called The Huckleberry Camp. My grandparents lived during the Depression years. Times were hard, and they had to provide for a large family, but they were happy and made do with what they had. They always looked forward to the time when the huckleberries were ready to pick. The whole family would go to the huckleberry marsh, pitch their large tent, and settle in for the season. Other families would come and pitch tents also. Years later, Dad showed me the camp where they had spent the huckleberry season. Seen the big oak trees that were there, and I had heard stories about the sinkholes out there that they had to watch out for, and they said it was kind of common to see a snake hanging in the huckleberry bushes. That was the first thing I thought about when I went out there, was snakes and sinkholes. So we weren't able to go out very far, but that was interesting. I enjoyed that. Well, back to my story. At night, they would have a common fire pit, and they would gather around the fire to talk and tell stories. From the stories I've heard, they had a lot of fun, and the talking and storytelling would go on way up into the night. Grandpa had this cooking pot that was placed over the fire, and he would boil water. When it was ready, they would throw in some boiling beef. When the beef made a good broth, everybody would fill their cups and sit around and talk and sip the broth. Sounds good, right? Well, they sure enjoyed it. Sometimes friends from town would come out, and they didn't have a cup. They would have to go out into the garbage pile and find a can, whatever, rinse it out and come back and fill it up and sit around and tell stories, enjoy the broth also. When the mosquitoes came out, Grandpa had a metal bucket that he made a fire in. When the fire was burning real good, he would put green grass on it and made a lot of smoke. Grandpa walked slow around, swinging the bucket back and forth around the campsite a few times, and the mosquitoes would take off. Every now and then, he would do it again. At night, as the night went on, the storytelling would get scary, and by the time the kids went to bed, they were too scared to sleep, and probably a few adults were also. Telling stories was and still should be part of the Indian way. Let's listen to our elders and enjoy what they have to say and pass it on to our children and family. When our elders are and old ones are gone, we will lose a great treasure of memories. Thank you for listening. Jimmy Gibson.